Do you ever go into too much detail when calling in sick? Well, if you do, then you're in good company. Today, we'll be taking a closer look at the nuances of everyday interactions that make up the monotony of life. Let's tap a few times on the top of our can before opening it, even though we know it does absolutely nothing. Grab your knitting needles and a blanket because it's time for three old friends to sit around and sew a new patch into their quilt of friendship. So join me, Christian, under the covers with Josh.
Welcome to Patchwork.
And our special guest, Laura Dunneman.
Welcome to Patchwork. Tried to make that nice and smooth.
Yeah, sounds just like Dion.
Oh,
I know that the
channeling Dion.
Yeah, I know that the intro sounded a little bit different coming from my voice, but for good reason, we have a very special guest in with us tonight, Laura Dunneman. Laura is the first official repeat co-host on Patchwork.
I'm so thrilled to be here. I think it was 2018
yes.
when I was here because yeah. I scrolled back on my social media to find it.
Patch 23.
And what patch are we up to now?
Patch 180.
129.
Oh, I could have done really? 123.
We should have figured that out.
Yeah,
I know. That's
missed opportunity.
So for all our regular patchworkers, Dion is traveling the world, as you would have heard in our last patch. He's currently in Korea. And
good
so
for him.
Bit of a career change for him.
Oh, Josh, what a shame. We've got our special guest in the studio.
So have you two watched the movie Ghost?
With Dion.
Well, with Demi Moore.
Of course, yeah.
So Patrick Swayze dies yep. and Demi Moore needs to figure out how he was murdered and she goes to Whoopi Goldberg, who I think is a psychic, and Whoopi summons Patrick Swayze into her body and she channels
Are you serious?
Patrick Swayze. So
I am, about the clay forming.
I
can see Dion behind you.
I'm Whoopi and Dion is Mr. Patrick Swayze.
Dion's done well so with that trade-off.
Yeah, so who's Demi?
You are definitely Demi in that jumper.
Yeah, for those who want to watch on YouTube, I look like I'm about to explore the polar ice caps. I thought it was a good purchase. I went to Uniqlo today. I look okay. I'm happy with the purchase, but I think it's one of those moments where you purchase something and you go, this is more flamboyant than I'm used to.
And every time you wear it, you will get a comment on it, as long as you know that.
Yes. And but I've always been attracted to turtlenecks.
It is. Can you also please?
Are we still talking about jumpers?
Samantha all over again. Can you explain the character from the type of character from a film you think you look like?
Yeah.
Raina?
So when I
it is brilliant.
When I first looked in the mirror as I put this jumper, this turtleneck on,
It's a white turtleneck.
White turtleneck. I thought I looked like the brother. That is in the family home in a Christmas rom-com and the lead characters, the couple, go visit the family and the brother's there wrangling his like six kids and he's like, kids, come on. It's nice to meet you guys. And then he just moves out of the room.
And it's a really big house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Can I offer up an alternative?
Yes, please.
You are a like multi-millionaire tech guy
mm-hmm.
in a action movie who's actually the villain. And the good guy has come to visit him at his house in Aspen and he's off duty answering the door.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. The off-duty part makes sense.
So you're
sense.
An off-duty villain.
Yeah. I've answered the door. Normally someone else is answering for me.
Yes.
And I've got this is the only jumper I wear.
And you've come off a busy day on the slopes.
Great.
But you are a villain. A villain. You're a billionaire villain tech guy.
Which is a villain. Yeah.
I do associate open fires with what Christian's wearing right now.
Very much open fires. Swirling alcohol.
Yeah.
Both of those scenarios are open fire. Like, just don't stand too close.
And I think, yeah, that's the thing, especially purchasing from Uniqlo. I'm going straight up. Now, Dings.
Oh, now before we get started, I have a little conundrum to bring to the table that happened this week.
Yes.
So for those of you that don't know me well, I'm a mother. I'm a mother of one.
Aren't we all?
I've got a little boy who's 4 years old, and I'm married as well, and I only bring that up because it's relevant to the conversation.
Mm. You are flashing your ring at the camera, so I'm not sure how relevant that is.
I just need to set the context. So another element of this story is that my husband travels a lot for his work. So I'm often in a situation where I might be, I don't say single parenting because I think single parents do an amazing job and that's not me. And I...
Absentee father.
An absentee...
for some reason I just imagined him wearing this jumper now.
Yeah, well, it's awkward because you end up talking about it as if you are divorced.
I know what you mean.
The other day I have this thing as well. This is a side thing, but when we go, like, say, to the park, or maybe my husband takes him to the park and then I might meet them, we'll often be like maybe 50 metres apart, right? And I'll call Daniel and be like, Daniel, come here. That's the four-year-old.
Yep.
So, Daniel, come here. And he'll run into my arms. And I look at people looking at us and I think they think we're divorced. Yes. And we're, this is our swap over day.
Glaring across only, the playground.
Like, it's so acrimonious. The only way that we can like ever swap our child is in a public place. Like... but I often find myself solo parenting maybe for a week, right? And I had to go to my son's kinder art show, which was on, he's in kindergarten, and it was on at 6 o'clock on a weeknight.
Right.
And so I found myself getting dressed up for it.
Wow. Where was it? Where do you host a kinder art show?
NGV or?
It was a big deal. Yeah. My son, as it happens, is not that talented in that department. But so
you have to distract with your outfit.
Yeah, well, I found myself like putting on makeup and thinking about what I might wear. I just wanted to make a good impression.
The artwork?
No, it's all done in-house.
The way you said that was like, no, I'm not associating myself with that.
I'm not talking about it.
This is Daniel and mother.
I don't want to have anything to do with that terrible piece of art. he did a little canvas and he just basically put layers of paint on top of each other. Perfect. Like it was that paint that still
really
hasn't
art,
dried
though?
Properly. What is art?
Yeah.
Well, other people actually drew and painted proper things.
Okay.
But anyway, he's a maths genius, so doesn't really matter. Anyway.
Never have to paint again.
So we got dressed up and we went around to the art show, me as a solo parent for the week. And I found myself in a situation where I only spoke to the dads.
Great. Wow.
And I couldn't help but feel, I felt like I was being normal, although we got given wine.
Ooh.
At the art show. So I had a glass of wine with me and I just kept on finding myself in conversations with the fathers. And I was like me going out of my body and looking down on myself. And I thought, they all think I'm a single mother out on the prowl.
Oh, wow.
And I felt flirty.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
I just felt like any conversation with any male in that scenario.
Yes.
Is flirty just by the nature of the context of it.
Were their partners there?
Yes, but no women talked to me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Threatened.
Well, because I was on the prowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it the sheer top that you were wearing with no bra?
It was the exposed nipples.
Yeah.
It's a kids show. Did you have some moves you realised you were doing that a bit subconscious?
Yes. One was... it sounds so flirty. It's because there's not that much to talk about. So you end up asking things like, so where do you live?
Oh, wow.
So where do you guys live?
Hang on. So this is flirting for you. Geolocation.
Yeah, I want to know exactly where you are.
Jesus, she's getting down to the point.
How often is your wife away from home?
I think I felt like it was flirtatious because of how much they recoiled from me.
Oh.
Interesting.
You know what? Maybe they were like, I can't let my wife see me talk to this beautiful woman.
I think it was this dynamic. Yes. Thanks for calling me beautiful.
Yeah, that is flirting.
That is flirting.
That's flirting in the shadows.
We're seeing it right here, right now, baby.
Wow. Josh plants the seeds throughout the show.
Come on, just.
Oh, bring it on, baby. Again, that's my idea of
flirting. Bring it on, baby. Now, where do you live?
Isn't that interesting? It's almost like their response has made you feel like, am I being overly forward here? Is this going
on? That was what it was. I thought I was just having a regular conversation, and then I could feel them getting uncomfortable. Maybe their wife is watching, or
it's got to be that, right?
Are the kids around as well?
The kids are around. Yeah.
Okay.
They're all they're at knee level. So.
So is it this idea? Oh, okay. So they're
kids
flirting
are, kids
in their
are
own
small
realm.
Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
My knees were flirting like crazy.
So where's the art then? Is it at child's eye level or at adult eye level?
At adult waist level, child eye level.
Oh, great. So the kids get to experience it as an art gallery.
Ooh. As intended by the artist.
Yes.
At eye level.
So the fact that there's wine, the fact that there's children, it's kind of this disarming environment,
right?
There might
have been cheese. I think there was cheese, but I wasn't going to.
No, not when you're flirting. Don't want to risk anything.
I was too busy trying to hook up.
Christian, you have some cheese on your...
Christian, what are your flirting moves? Dingo's asking where someone lives.
But I think I'm a little...
I'll get the Melways.
Yeah.
I'm old school like that.
I think I'm a little... more like you, Josh. I'm a bit more in the shadows.
Thanks, mate. That doesn't sound as good as you make it out to me.
I
flirt from the shadows.
I like to creep in the shadows. No, I think it's less overt. I've never been much for, like, my flirting is, what do I like, right? So it's like a keen listener asking lots of questions. If someone's asking questions, I think that's why if you are asking these husbands questions, right?
Yes.
They would be like, my wife hasn't asked me a question for 15 years.
Yeah, this woman, beautiful woman.
This beautiful
woman. It's paying me so much attention.
She's so curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is my flirting, right? I think a lot of it is in the eyes.
I think, yeah, the big thing for me is you keep eye contact a little bit longer than you naturally would. It just lingers there a little bit longer. And there's a little smile in your eye.
Yeah.
You can get a smile from your eyes.
What about a childish giggle?
Nah, that's from the shadows. Nah, mate.
Just like that.
But you don't want them to see you.
It's like a children's mobile center. Yeah.
No, it was me. I'm not a child.
Where do you live?
Josh, I can imagine you, just because I've known you for so long, as a fantastic flirter, because you're naturally very charismatic.
Oh, it's very kind.
You're
of you.
Very charismatic. Really?
All right,
Josh.
Relax, guys.
This is great.
Sparks.
Bit of an ego pump.
Yeah.
I'm into this.
Yeah.
Dion's got. Lay on the compliments. He normally shits all over me. So
Dion doesn't give out compliments?
He has a go at me on the reg, so good change of pace.
Josh, how do you flirt? Are you consciously flirting?
I'm trying to think back when it was more relevant before I had a partner. I think it's largely like any kind of like touching is good sort of signaling, just on the arm or that
connection,
kind of thing. Just a little something like that, or yeah, that kind of thing. And I do think in the eyes is a lot, like keeping eye contact a bit longer than you would, and a bit of a smile while you're doing it is always, that's probably my go-to.
Yeah, touching's interesting, isn't it? Because it's a very clear indicator that this is something more than just a conversation.
And also, if someone gives you a little touch on the shoulder or a touch on the arm and you don't respond to it, that's a fairly like clear yet silent signal that it's not reciprocal.
Yes.
If we're talking about people that pick up on that kind of stuff and don't push boundaries.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of other things I've done in the past.
Well, flirting-wise?
Yeah, I think flirting by definition to me is quite subtle.
Yes.
Like it can't be obvious because then it's something different. Is that a cracking on rather than a flirt?
Yeah.
Is that a step up?
So we're back at the art gallery, at the kindergarten art gallery. You are perceiving the flirting.
I'm just feeling... I'm looking down on myself. I've floated out. Whoopi's body is in the art centre, but Patrick Swayze's floated out and he's looking out over the top.
Yep.
And I just feel like I'm being perceived differently to who I am. I'm thinking.
Does it bother you? Does that perception as a flirty mum worry you?
Well, it shouldn't though. And the perception of being a single mum also shouldn't bother me because I'm like incredibly supportive of single mums. But you don't want people to think you're someone that you're not.
Yes.
So then I just start being like, oh, my husband's away on work. Oh,
so you really lean in. So you lean hard into
the family. He would love
woman.
To be here, but yeah. my husband.
And he loves me very much.
Oh, my husband works from home, so. Just a lot of that kind of like spewing
Make it
out.
Very clear.
Yeah, which is.
Are you horrendous. Aware of, are you when you say my husband, are you aware of saying my husband?
After we first got married, I was. Yes. And now I was, yeah, it was very strange to say. And now I'm quite used to it, but I still don't use it that often unless I'm like feeling like I need to.
Before that,
to
was
get
it
a message out.
Was it partner or was it boyfriend?
Well, it was I think it was, this is interesting. It was boyfriend for maybe.
We'll decide that.
It was boyfriend for maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Then partner, then husband. Because
I reckon that's the journey.
That's the journey. It's changing though.
Really?
I have come across some people recently who might go out with someone for a month and then start using the P word.
Oh, they're dropping partner too early.
Yeah, big time.
It's a pre-partner.
I think partner's more in line with gender identity. And so it's like rather than saying boyfriend, girlfriend, you just say my partner. And it kind of ambiguous in a way.
Yeah, true actually because yeah, there isn't another option. Yeah. Yeah. What but about de facto? De facto?
De facto is huge.
Jeez, that's very corporate. This is my de facto.
I think we need to bring
it. We have legally met the requirements.
Let me bring in my de facto to this conversation.
Here's our binder. Please leaf through it. I think it would be really weird for me to refer to Emma as my girlfriend because she's an adult woman.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And
yeah.
The idea of saying my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's very teenage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my partner.
My live-in lover.
Live-in lover. We're both wearing these jumpers. I last week decided that I wanted to have a day off at work, and I had that kind of dilemma of how do you take a day off work, a mental health day, in a way that doesn't give in that you're faking, right? So,
but Christian, it's not faking. It's a mental health day.
Well,
it's
was legit. But the thing is,
2024.
But this is it, right? A mental health day is I just need a random day off.
Yeah.
And I went into overdrive and my tendency was to over-explain, to dip my toe too far into the pool. So I was coming up with these very long drafts that I was going to send to my manager. One of them involved that my partner and I were having issues in our relationship.
I love that you can't say that you need a mental health day, but you're happy to divulge that you're in a relationship breakdown that's not actually real.
I know. I was like, oh, you know, it was like, you know how it is with partners. You know, sometimes it's just a long night and you haven't slept.
So just to establish quickly, you're phoning it in with a message?
So we can do it over Teams
okay,
chat.
Teams
right?
chat. Okay. So you don't need to call in.
Yeah, it's not vocal.
No, okay. which is a big change from the past, right?
Yeah, because you got to put on the,
hey, I'm not feeling too. Yeah, so.
Oh, things aren't so great.
Yeah.
With the missus.
I'm all right, but oh, it's been a rough 24 hours.
I know I seemed fine yesterday, but things really went downhill last night.
And I'll feel 100% tomorrow. But I found that a really good word that I like to use was average. Because when you say, I'm just feeling really average. People don't question average. In fact, I thought too much about it. People don't question anything.
They don't care.
That's the biggest thing. And I remember calling in sick and you're thinking about all these things and it's like as soon as that comes in, it's just like, oh, Josh isn't coming in today, everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
They just want to know so they can get on with their day.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's once again, Christian, you're not the most important person in the room.
I know. Mm. But that's the freak out thing. And once I said, I followed, there is 100 messages because it's a big organization. People always writing in this common chat thread, feeling unwell, taking today off. And I was like,
that's all you need, right?
I'm going for it. Right. And instead of writing feeling unwell, I was like, feeling really average. taking today off. And my manager got back and was like, oh no, rest up. Hope you feel better soon.
You know what's dumb? Average should be fine.
Yeah.
I feel like really normal today.
I'm feeling pretty normal.
I'm feeling all right.
Like, I'm probably feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah. I'm not feeling great. I'm not feeling terrible. Average. Yeah. I'll be in.
Yeah, yeah.
See you soon.
See you soon.
He's feeling really on par today. Great.
But how do you guys go about taking a day off from work?
The biggest thing for me was always, it was always remarkable. There's this singular moment in your brain that you go, I'm not going to go into work today.
Oh, yeah.
I would about it. I'd be like, oh, no, you should go. You've got this stuff on. Da, da, da. I'm really not feeling. Oh, okay, maybe I'll skip breakfast. Da, da. And the timing. And then I just go, don't go in. And it the relief when you come to that moment. Decision and you go, cool. And maybe you have to phone in or you have to call or message. But I found I was very open and honest. So like, I don't feel I can come in today. I should be right to come in tomorrow or not feeling up to it today.
Hang on, let's go back to that phrasing. I don't feel like I can come in today.
I think it was normally, I'm not feeling up to it. Something
I
like
love
that.
That. Wow. I love that.
Something along those lines.
It's so vague, yet they can't question it.
But that's what it was. It's like sick days are there. It's like, I don't want to come to work. I'm like, I'm not sick by any metric, but like, I don't want to go in there
today.
I
need a day off.
Yes. I need a day off.
I often make the decision midway through the day before. And then I like to.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then like to.
What is this?
And then I like to do it that day so that I don't even have to think about it in the morning.
You do it in the evening.
Because the freedom.
You freeload.
I freeload.
Wait, are you saying
preload,
that you
preload.
Preload the freeload.
Are you saying that you schedule the message that evening for the next morning?
No.
Or you?
No. I will write.
It's getting a bit scratchy. Yes,
mine is a text message. Mine is a text message. And I will write, feel like I'm coming down with something. Thought I'd get in. Not get in. Thought I would give you the heads up as early as possible. I'm not going to be able to make it in tomorrow.
So you are interesting. So that's it. I really like how direct that is because mine would be, feel like I'm coming down with something. Let me give you I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm at least giving them a bit of a clue.
You're seeding.
No, because you don't understand the joy of when you have organized a day
that's
off
huge.
The God, day before, the feeling you have that evening. Because you know I don't have to do anything in the morning. It's you have the night off as well.
But I think for me, it always used to be this when I used to work in an office. Like it always used to be that the morning when the alarm goes off, that's when I would hate my life and be like, I'm not going to do it today. Mm. Or there is something, you're like scratch in your throat or whatever, you do genuinely feel like shit. And you're like, nah, not going to do it. I've never considered the night before being like, unless it was like legitimately felt like I was getting sick and, you know, saying chills and stuff. You're like, that makes sense.
But I think you can phrase it as if you're doing them a favor.
I thought I'd get in as early as possible. It's good.
Yeah. You've got to have kids though. Because this is everything. Because
it's like having COVID.
Exactly. You have so many things to pull from.
Mm.
My childcare arrangements fell through.
Gorgeous.
You don't even have to say that because I don't like saying that the child themselves is sick because I think you're blessed to have a well child.
Yes.
But you could say there's a bug running through the house at the moment.
A really
big bug. I just saw it.
It's a cockroach.
A number of there's a bug going around messages I've seen. What a gorgeous excuse. Because bug means
around.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Is it a quick bug?
Yeah.
Big bug?
Yeah. But no one wants to know the details.
No. Although.
We're all shitting ourselves.
One of my team members all of last week would write to me every day and would say, I am experiencing vomiting and diarrhea, taking today off. And
that is a power move to say, do not ask any more questions.
And I was thinking,
more questions.
I don't need to give this much detail ever. If this is how I'm reacting to detail, it's disturbing.
You should be like, have some gastro stop.
Yeah.
You right there, buddy?
That's too long.
Keep
for vomiting
water.
And diarrhea, go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Can I give you another one too? I've been trying to get, I've had a referral for a specialist for months and I've just gotten a call for a last minute appointment for tomorrow.
See, you're pretending like you're with Josh here, but you're a thinker.
Yeah, I am.
You definitely are a thinker.
I've got so much up my
sleeve.
You've
got a whole book of this.
But I have recently adopted the not giving too much information. Like I asked for a day off the other week and it was in advance though. And the way I said it was in person. And I said, what are the chances of getting Friday off?
Beautiful.
And my manager
put it on
said,
them.
No problem.
But
she didn't care.
But what,
she didn't
but
care.
The thing is, you totally put it on them to go, what are the chances? And then I go, no, no, we're flat out. Yeah. Can't do it. You go, I'll message you on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be more fucked.
The only thing is, you can't do that because you can't.
I'm vomiting and diarrhea.
Send you a photo if you need.
Well, I think my workplace would be very suspicious of me because I always push meetings off a particular day that I'm planning to take off. Because I do it, I'll think a week in advance. I'm like, I need a day off.
Yeah.
It'll be next Thursday. That day.
Just clear my schedule a bit.
I'm not going to schedule anything on, and I'm pushing meetings off it. So they look at my calendar and just see one day blank.
The thing that I realized when I used to do the one that was genuine, like mental health days, are like, I don't feel like I can come. I don't feel like coming in. It made it great when you came back the day after because you didn't have to sugarcoat anything or like, oh yeah, still feeling a bit weird or like that. You could just be like, yeah, all good today. Like that's all you have to do. Yeah, feeling much better. Thanks.
Yeah, and feeling much better is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not, I'm still getting over a thing. It's just, no, I didn't want to come in yesterday, but I'm fine today. So don't stress.
It's completely reasonable.
Yeah, right?
It's completely reasonable.
That's what I come back to. I was like, doesn't everyone just someday, even managers, like, nah, I don't want to come in today. It sucks. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just have a moment. You're like, I don't want to go
It's
today.
One of those unspoken things in a workplace, I feel. It's a product of, 20 years ago, isn't it? Still, we're feeling this kind of, no one can take a day off. Everyone must be dedicated to work at all times.
I was thinking about this. I was talking to my girlfriend about back at school and the differences there when you were taking a day off. And I think it was always my go-to was generally stomach ache. Faking a stomach ache.
Because
you're not got a temperature. You're not trying to be snotty or anything. It's just like, tummy's really sore.
Mine was always a stomach ache as well. I think as children, that's all we know.
That's all you got.
But when you, that's the only thing you go to.
I used to get constipated.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. But that's genius.
But I actually did genuinely get constipated.
But wouldn't you be taken to the doctor?
No, she'd give me some Metamucil.
Oh, you're kidding.
Just get delicious.
Yeah. Drink that up real quick.
I got given so much Metamucil that I...
Here we go.
That it got named...
Hey, Christian, vomiting and shitting myself.
Taking Metamucil.
Well, we started calling it a Metamucil tummy. So I would wake up and say, I think I've got a Metamucil tummy. Really, I just needed to take a shit.
Though I do have distinct memories, though, because I used to sleep on a... It was like a bunk bed. So it was a raised bed with a desk underneath. And I have distinct memories of thinking through when I really didn't want to go to school for a bit. I was like, how much damage could I do and how many days would it buy me? And I was like, maybe if I just fell off and broke, smashed my arm, I wonder how many days that would get me.
That's dark. That is really dark.
But I legitimately thought through how much damage could I do to my body and how much time that would buy me.
Interesting. And where did you land on this? On your arm?
Oh, the elbow, yeah. No, I never did it. It was always just hypothetical. I think it was when there must have been, some assignment due or something maybe that I hadn't done. It was probably something like that I was like, if I could get another week here. But then I'm like, but if you did break, it'd be a lot longer than a week, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because there's no repercussions for taking a day off at primary school.
Nah.
Right? Nah. You could, there were some kids, I remember some kids for some reason, whatever, would be gone for a month.
I was gone for a month once.
What was the reason? Those kids would
Disneyland.
Come back.
Disneyland.
Dad took us to Europe.
Mum wasn't there.
No, I damaged my coccyx.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had a spinal injury.
I don't mean to be laughing. I'm so sorry.
Just blew out my back end.
I'm a little too regular.
No, I damaged my coccyx. I don't think it was a month. I think it was about 3 weeks, which still is heaps. Actually a long time. I had to come back with a hemorrhoid cushion.
Oh, Laura, how did you make it through primary school after the hemorrhoid cushion?
I also was off for a long time with German measles at 1.2.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was
what makes them German?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
She's come to school and she's not speaking English anymore.
Did they give you any materials when you were away that long? Did the school ever be like, if she's missing a few weeks, let's give her some homework or something?
Good question.
I was talking about that before. Like, did you just miss stuff and get on with it?
Yeah, I think it's not like work where you have to like catch up on missed work.
Yes.
It just is more work for the teacher because they have to work harder to catch you up. So there's no consequences as a child.
Oh, so they need to catch you up.
Yeah, it's their responsibility as a teacher.
Because then you've fundamentally...
Shout out to teachers, we love you.
Yeah.
I do remember...
You've missed nouns.
Talking about like being sick as a kid though, I do remember our friend Georgia, her parents were very on board with the idea of a mental health day.
Oh, so progressive for the time.
Yeah, so if their kids are like, I don't feel like going to school today, they're like, no worries, don't go in today.
That's very clever because they probably knew that they were going to fake something
anyway.
Right? So yeah.
But it makes it easier to do, right?
Makes what easier?
Well, taking another mental health day.
Oh, you mean it's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. And I don't know whether that's good or bad.
It's good because it's good. You're feeling better because of it.
If it's in your leave, then it's got to be good because that's what it's there for.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to ask. Is that a consideration?
Well,
how many sick days you have in the bank?
Yeah, I've got plenty up my sleeve.
Okay, look out, Christian supplier.
Someone's going to damage their coccyx.
But I remember I used to be a bit too forward planning with this stuff. That I would set an alarm on a day that I was planning to call in sick for like 4:30 because I thought it was more realistic for the manager to see that the message had come through at like 4 a.m.
Been up all night.
And it was like, yeah, haven't slept. Yeah. Really
Christian, I think you just need to join an improv group.
and yes. I'm getting vomiting. I'm getting diarrhea.
Hey guys, can I quickly have an ailment? Just any ailment. Any ailment.
That's actually a great improv game.
Great. Now it's time to play a game we call Copycat, where we have a sound and we all have to imitate that sound. And whoever imitates it the best is the winner. Previously, we've done stuff like Tim Allen's grunt. We've done a squeaky mouse opening a squeaky door. And this week's something a little bit different. We're doing, Christian, what are we doing?
Well, this is something that I've wanted to do for a very long time.
And now Dion's away, we get to do it.
Yes. So
when
this
the cat's
is,
away.
Exactly. This is the first two words of the Bare Naked Ladies song, 1 Week. Okay, that's the only introduction you get. I'll play the sample once we've done our impression.
But for everyone listening now, I'll drop it in so you can hear it.
It's been...
And for everyone else, we're in the room. We'll play it afterwards because it's first take. You don't get second bites.
I'm so nervous.
Got to have the go, and you only get one shot at it. Order's probably pretty important. This one, isn't it?
I'm happy to kick off.
Yeah, I think you should kick off.
Okay. It's been.
That was so good.
I really had to, really got in the character. I was thinking about the video clip in my head. I'm like, and then it comes in.
Oh man, that's real good.
All right.
Nailed it.
I'll go now, I reckon.
It's been. Oh, wow.
That topped it. That was
I didn't expect that tone so to come out.
And you kind of sat up on your seat. You got like you levitated.
I did. You got to really get in the space.
Josh, that was so good.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, Dings.
It's been. I got the giggles. Sorry, boys.
One and done. I think it's pretty clear Josh was probably the winner of that round.
Yes.
Shall we play it now? We'll see.
Here's what it sounds like. It's been.
So good, Josh. Christian, you went too low.
Yes, I know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I pitched it really deep. Because the problem was I was coming up as I went into the it's been. And I should have come in a little later.
Or actually, given it's layered vocals, just surround it off. Should we all do one together? Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yes, Ben.
Hey, that's...
Can I just say, though, that you've chosen a song with a male voice and that's why I wigged out.
Huge.
So maybe you could consider a female vocal song at some point.
Have you got one that you'd like to recommend?
Give us some time. I'm out of love. Set me free.
The other night, I went out for some drinks with some friends and went to the pub. It was a lovely night. The next day, I got a message being like, had such a great night. It was really great. Loved it. I like getting those messages to the point where, Christian, you and I caught up the other day and it was a solo one-on-one and I was very, very close to sending a follow-up afterwards.
Hey, and I was waiting for that message.
I had such a great time.
Because you love the after catch-up follow-up.
I do. And I was thinking on what are the situations, what are the circumstances. The group, I find the group one that goes out into the group chat, hey guys, that was such a great night last night, that makes a bit of sense. But the one-on-ones, I think that makes the most sense. And I had a moment where I was like, I should send that. And then the moment passed and I didn't send it.
Can I ask, with that group follow up. So we've had a group. The group has got together for dinner.
The gang.
The gang's together. One person puts it in. That was great. Had such a great night. What happens if one person doesn't send it? The rest do, and one person doesn't.
Well, they didn't have a great night.
Well, is there? but is there an overarching sense of what's going
so
on here?
So one person. So there's five people in the group chat. One person kicks it off. Is everyone required to reply?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, had great fun.
I am that's too so much. Anti this entire really? Concept. Could not disagree more.
Take us through it.
I hate those messages.
Really?
You say it in person. You say at okay. the end, you say, that was a great night. Thanks. Okay. And then you leave and you get on with your lives.
But it's that you're
still- What is the purpose?
It's because you're still thinking about it the next day. Like, oh, that was great. I think it's also preceding, like you are calling in sick. It's preceding the next one.
Then say- That was a great night last night. Let's book in another date to do it again.
So you want?
I'm fine with that.
Interesting.
I'm fine with that.
This is just like your sick day. You're planning it the night before.
Yeah.
You're doing it at the right time.
You need more purpose to it.
That was a great night last night. Here's that book recommendation I had for you.
Ah, that's good.
That's fine.
You need purpose behind it.
There needs to be purpose.
You don't want a lovey-dovey just, so great to...
And you're talking about sending it the night of... So like
some do.
That is too soon after.
I have two friends that will send it while you're in the car on the way out of there.
It makes no practical sense.
But it does when you're excited by friendship.
That's because you're men. That's because you're men and you're surprised by friendship.
It's a friendship.
I am a woman. I have been doing friendship for a very long time. It's a given. You're men and you're surprised that you've had such a nice time with each other.
I think there is a distinction to be made between newer friends and old friends. Do you have any newer friends?
I don't make new friends. But I mean, if they talk to me, it can
yeah, do. Yeah. But I think of, you know, getting the messages from the two friends that I'm thinking of. I've been friends with them, I don't know, probably more than 10 years now. So that's an old friend, right? But even receiving that message, I go, this is nice. It kind of consolidates the feeling. We're all people pleasers, right? So it's the insecurity of, I just want you to know that I had a fun time with you.
I think, yeah, your point to being old friends, to me, it's genuinely related to how infrequently you see that person. The more frequently you see the person, the less necessary the follow-up message is.
Sure.
If it's like once in a blue, or you see that person every 2 or 3 months, it's like, that was so good. I just wanted to let you know I did enjoy that heaps, ... We should do it more often. That to me is what that's trying to say, that it was so much fun. We should try and do this on a more regular basis.
Yes. But you're not happy with that.
I'm not into it at all. It's just another text message I have to write back to.
Interesting.
Too much work.
Yeah, well, I look at it and I go, oh, respond to that later.
Yeah, so that is problematic.
And I'm a good friend. Let me just say, I'm a good friend.
No one's questioning the fact that you don't want to respond to your friends after they've bled their heart out.
Respond to a text message, vomit.
But when you're saying goodbye to these friends, what do you say in person? What are you saying to each other?
Say, I had a great night.
So you've already said it.
Yeah.
You've already said it.
Yeah, but something about the follow-up is to put the... I don't send the messages, by the way, but I appreciate receiving them.
Ah.
Josh definitely is a sender.
I like him.
And I like that because I know that it means something to you.
Yeah, mate, it does.
Somehow, though, it works for you, Josh.
Personally.
Yeah, but I can't see it on you, Christian.
not the right colour.
Josh, you're a very direct communicator socially.
Great.
So you are very clear. with expectations, how things are going to go.
This is great feedback. This is the best feedback I've ever had on this podcast.
Do you guys want me to leave the room?
Yes, Christian, I would.
Very clear expectations managed.
My other question related to this staff, what about it's not been an organized thing, but you've had a random bump in. So you've had a random bump in with a friend. You haven't seen them for a while. Maybe you're at a festival. Maybe you're just up the road. Maybe you're at the pub. And you've just seen them. Do you send a follow-up text message the next day?
Only if I genuinely want to see them again.
And it's like, hey.
It was nice to bump into you.
Yes.
Yes. Because it is an investment, right? Like what you said before is true. That message is planting the seed for the future. Mm. I would really like you to be a part of my future.
Yes.
Is that what you write?
But that's the intention behind that message. Yeah.
Well, I often I really do. Want you to,
that's want the you stench of desperation that you hate. Vomiting and diarrhea.
I like the contact after if there's a specific outing that I have in mind.
Purposeful.
Good. Yeah.
That's what Laura wants. More purpose.
Yeah, I feel like you've really ironed this out. Whereas
we're very much just indicating, I enjoy your friendship.
Yes, it is a bit primitive.
Yeah, because you're caveman.
So you think this is a men thing, which is...
To generalise, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're terrified of being open with one another.
I just think are you going to get emails about this if I... You don't get too much criticism.
We rarely get emails.
Okay.
But the P.O. box will be full.
To generalize, perhaps your species
sure
is maybe not as evolved with social stuff.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Maybe.
Have you listened to this podcast?
I just think maybe you need to you need to state it more clearly.
Look at Josh, please. He's the sender of these messages.
Yeah, so I think I just like to emphatically state that I enjoyed that. I think because I don't see my friends that often.
And I actually really respect that, I've got to say.
Great.
Well, when it comes out of your mouth, it's well respected.
When you do it, Christian,
it's
needy.
Out of my body now. It's needy
and desperate. It's clingy and repulsive.
and you're disgusting.
I just don't see it on you at all.
What about friends that are... Sorry.
No, I just wanted to say... I think that sending that message, Josh, and stating your intentions for a future catch-up or to say that was really lovely, that means the person is in your chat history, right?
Because it's very rare that you have to scroll down your messaging list.
Yes.
Often, here's a question. How often when you message someone do you have to look up the contact versus just scroll down your messages?
Oh, really?
I don't think I ever... have to pick
contacts
out
are redundant.
Generally,
now.
I've got maybe about 5 to 10 contacts that I regularly text with.
Yeah.
Mm.
How many contacts are in your phone?
I wouldn't know, but there's not that many because I cull every
few years.
This is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to cull
just in case
that person calls me out of the blue.
Oh wow!
You phone who dis?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you wouldn't pick up who it is from the voice?
Well, I might not pick up the phone.
Well, Christian,
screen that one.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of the cull? It's like it's unlimited storage. It's just not you're not running out of space. It's not like a SIM card.
No, but I don't need to be reminded of people that I no longer have a connection with anymore.
Mm.
Right? Like I like my contacts to be like, this is the people that are active in my life, and also numbers of old friends that I'm like, one day, if I bump into this person, I'm definitely going to send them a message being like, that was great, let's do it again. But it is reliant on the bump in. I'm not going to put the proactive effort in.
So what conditions knock someone off the list when you do a cull?
No interest
in talking to them ever again?
Conflict? Yeah.
It's interesting. Conflict, I think, keeps them on.
That's what I mean. Just if you've had drama, conflict, that's my point.
I want to get a text one day from them being like, you piece of shit.
You want to know who it is because there's several people it could be.
Exactly. Or someone else receives one. And I'm like, well, I know that number. Yeah, conflict's good. That keeps them on.
Because I used to have on Facebook, I used to do a one in, one out when I hit 400.
Oh, that is such a good system. I like that.
I don't really use Facebook anymore, but I remember the time being like, yeah, this is great. Because anytime someone new came into my life, I was like, yeah, add them. I go, yeah, knock off one of these old losers.
Yeah, 400's enough.
400 was already too many. So that's why that was my arbitrary number that I hit. Because I was like, you don't really know this many. You've met this many people, but you don't really know this many people.
Do you think you could air task someone to delete your Facebook contacts? Delete your Facebook friends?
What, you give them some criteria? Because
I would love... Yeah, because I would...
At random?
Yeah, I would love...
Keep who you think my friends are.
Have a look. Let's play a game. Yeah. I just would love someone to do that work for me because I'd love to cull my Facebook, but what kind of time consuming.
What kind of instructions would you give them?
I'd probably leave a list of maybe 100 people. And then everyone else, if you're not on that list, then they
a list touched. Of nationalities that mustn't be in the final group.
I reckon what you need them just to say the name to you and you go, yes or no.
And I'll be reclining on a chaise lounge.
Eating some grapes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yay or nay.
Yeah. You do the thumbs up, thumbs down.
And they
down.
Do the clicking.
Do you wonder if there's anyone in your contacts list that has deleted you from theirs? Because surely that's happened, right?
I do.
Someone's come across Joshua Porter.
Well, there are those times.
I don't need him.
No, and you revisit an account and you go, I'm sure I was friends with this person. And then you go, am I going crazy? I'm sure I was friends with this person.
And then do you add friend?
And then you go, maybe they cut me off.
Wow.
The idea of adding a friend, right? It's a very moment in time, right? Going onto Facebook, adding a friend and being like, let's have this as our connection. And now that is established. You're friends on Facebook. But what is the modern day equivalent of that?
It's everyone's on Instagram now, isn't it? It's follow the account on Instagram.
I feel like it's gone back to just your WhatsApp chats, like unless I'm just completely out of touch
with
social media.
It's like the Spice Girls said, if you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends.
That's a very good point. Yeah. and that's what I've done.
That's what I said to the dads at the dinner.
Yeah. Slightly tangential, but Josh and I you referenced the catch up that we had where you wanted to send the message after. And I would have loved that message.
Damn it.
But I didn't, I know.
Because
I'm similar to Laura. I know that, hey, that was a really wholesome catch up.
Yeah.
And to take a quote from one of our friends, James, my cup is filled. Mm. He always says that.
Beautiful.
That's the message that he sends. That as a message immediately after our catch up. And that's nice.
All right. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. My cup has been filled.
Maybe you could just do the emoji of the coffee cup. And that's it.
And that's the
cup filled.
Less characters, please.
Less effort.
Yeah. Sure, I'll have a coffee. Let's regroup.
Yeah, it's got several meanings.
But so Josh and I were planning to catch up and you were incessant on not catching up despite the catch up that had been planned. Give some context.
I'll explain what happened. So I said to Chris, are you doing anything over the weekend? Like I was free like Friday, Saturday, whatever. And Chris was like, nah, pretty full up. And then he messaged a bit later being like, oh, I've got an early class on Saturday morning. I can probably see you just after that. And knowing Christian as the people pleaser he is, I had a moment where I went, oh crap. He doesn't like to always be full and so busy. Maybe I've weaseled my way in here and he's already got a busy weekend. Mm. So then I was like, hey mate, also it's completely fine. I will see you recording on Sunday. We don't have to catch up. I was worried that I had weaseled my way into what little free time he had on the weekend.
And did you think it was a rejection?
No, it was the fact that I said to him, this is on three separate occasions. He said to me, hey, don't worry, we can postpone. No, I don't want to take up your time. And each time I was like, it's fine. It's fine. I'd like to see you. It's totally fine. On
you're
three separate
so
occasions.
I know what you're like. And I was like, I wanted to make it very obvious that you had an out if you wanted it. You didn't have to say yes because you felt obliged.
I feel like you're not phrasing it properly then because the message hasn't gotten across.
What do you mean?
Like you haven't phrased it. Christian hasn't gotten the message.
Okay.
But I know what you were gesturing at, which is, hey, take the out if you need it. Because it's not going to impact on me.
Because so often you go on about your calendar being full and you have no downtime. And there's like, mm-hmm, I just fill it up because mm-hmm, it's a gap in my calendar. I was like, this doesn't have to be a filled gap.
That's old Christian.
Okay, great.
You're looking at new modern Christian.
He's wearing a new jumper.
I'm wealthy and I'm going to the polar ice caps. I've got so much downtime that I'm holidaying.
He's in Aspen. He's got so much downtime. It's the new Christian.
I'm a billin'. And I'm off duty.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Do you think it was too much? The message of me trying to give you the out, was it too
yes,
much?
Yes, too many, too frequent.
So would you, if you genuinely had overloaded yourself on that first one, would you have backed out?
I don't think I would have put myself out there to catch up.
Huge.
Yeah, because you're a close enough friend for me to be like, nah, let's postpone Malone this.
Yes.
So Christian, this is on you.
Sure.
Because you-
of course it's not on Josh.
You needed to write back. I know what you're getting at, Josh. If I need to cancel, I will let you know, but I intend to see you.
Isn't
direct communication.
I would like to see you clear enough.
That's pretty good. No, and I was like, surely not. I'm a bad boy.
Exactly. That's what's going on. It's like, I'm not worthy of your time.
I don't deserve it.
Ah, God, let's get to the real heart of it. This is what Dion would have loved. Tell us about your childhood. Wow, another episode wrapped up. And our first episode without Dion. So a big thank you to Laura Dunneman for joining us.
Yay.
Our first ever repeat host.
I've loved it. Thank you so much.
It's been really fun to have someone that's not Dion in the room.
Oh, no, he's here.
Oh, no.
Floating above Laura.
But I do miss him dearly. So we do hope he's back sometime in the future.
Safe travels, Dion.
We miss you.
That's so genuine.
I'm just trying to be direct.
Hey, you're good at it.
Thank you.
Laura, really enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.
We've got socials, we've got Instagram, we've got TikTok, we've got YouTube, but I've also seen clips of you on YouTube as well, so people can go and check.
Are you flirting?
I've lurked you from the shadows. I've Googled you, I know where you live, and I hope you're turned on.
I certainly am.
As we do every week, we sew a new patch into our quilt of friendship. Josh? Or should I say, yes. What patch did you sew into our week?
Into our wheat.
This is why we get Dion to do it. Okay. Josh, what patch did you sew into our quilt this week?
Thank you, Christian. My patch this week is me directly communicating with my boss saying, I don't like working here. I'm not coming in today. Laura, what patch did you sew this week?
This week I sewed into my patch Christian calling in sick to a kinder art show because he's had a long day on the slopes with Josh, only to text him the next day to reaffirm their friendship. Oh, Christian.
Yes.
What did you sew into your patch?
Thank you, Laura. This week I sewed into my patch Laura's German measles doing an impression of the Bare Naked Ladies by singing, Es ist.
Yeah, I knew you were happy with that because you were smiling to yourself. You even left the room.
I had to hear the German translation. I think it's es ist.
Yeah.
But ish just sounded way better for the impression.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for listening to Patchwork for another week. I've been Christian.
I've been Josh.
I've been Laura.
And you've been Patchwork. What do we normally say?
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. This podcast was self-produced by Welcome to Patchwork and edited by Josh Porter. The theme song and additional original music was composed by Christian Pissasali.
It's been.
It's been.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.